Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From eyes meeting over a curry chip to the dazzling lights of the Wicklow Hills, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with us in studio to tell us about stories that just didn't make the headlines this week. How are you?
Very warm, very mild.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Heavy. I said to someone in the newsroom who's a lot younger than me, it's a very close day, and they hadn't a clue what I was on about. I would say close. Would you say
close? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Probably would say more humid now than close. But yes, I'm familiar with the phrase.
Yes, very, very close. Mind you, I was talking to someone in Brussels this morning and it's 33, 34 degrees there and raining. So,
but you see, it's not the heat's the issue. We're just not equipped for it.
Aircon.
We don't do aircon.
I know. No, but even like outside, I've had a very, very heavy hard going. Anyway, it's getting warmer in good
anyway,
news.
Anyway, we're not going to whinge about the weather. We're going to enjoy it.
25 degrees on Monday, I believe.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. And we are heading to Galway for our summer OB. Yeah. That's where we're starting this afternoon. What do we miss there this week?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're going to Galway for our first story. And this story actually should inspire everyone. Now, I barely have a junior cert. And here's a woman at 77 who's just gotten a PhD,
if you don't mind.
So it's never too late. And she says now she's hungry for more education. So the Irish Independent has this story. University of Galway celebrating the success of one of its oldest ever graduates who's graduated with a PhD 77 years after being born in a mother and baby home. So this is Dr. Mary Harney, not that Mary Harney,
yes,
a different
former
Mary
Health
Harney.
Minister, yeah. Not that.
And she was conferred with a Doctor of Philosophy at the University of Galway. She was born in Bessborough, a mother and baby home in Cork 77 years ago. And she is a well-known human rights defender and advocate. And she's just earned her PhD studying with the Irish Centre for Human Rights. And she says it's an absolute milestone. It's all I've ever wanted in my life is education. It's the most important thing in the world. She started her BA, her Bachelor of Arts, when she was 42, and now at 77, she's gotten her PhD. She also, by the way, if you don't mind, has two masters, an honorary master's, and now the PhD.
Fair play to her.
And in case you're wondering if her name is familiar to you, Dr. Harney's life story is featured in the award-winning documentary Testimony, released last year, following the lives of people born in mother and baby homes. And Dr. Maeve O'Rourke, who runs the centre there in Galway, says we're so proud of Mary's achievement. She's an inspiration to us all.
Fair play to her.
Really
continued
is.
Success. That's a great story to kick us off.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
Well, we're continuing our positive theme here on Lunchtime Live with another nice story coming from Kilkenny, and it's to do with doves, because over 10,000 messages of peace and hope written by people on paper doves is going to hang from the ceiling of one of Kilkenny's oldest buildings. It's all part of a special art installation this summer. Now, I've never been to St. Canice's Cathedral.
No,
it sounds,
can't say I have either.
Gorgeous. And visitors to the 13th century cathedral in Kilkenny City are invited to write down a personal message of hope and peace on a handcrafted paper dove that they're going to hang then from the ceiling of the cathedral. And these messages will form part of a spectacular art installation featuring over 10,000 peace doves, and they say it'll transform the 800-year-old interior of St. Canice's Cathedral. Now, peace doves is the vision of the internationally renowned sculptor Peter Walker, whose work apparently is well known across Europe. He's no stranger to St. Canice's Cathedral, because last December he created Starlight, which was an immersive light, sound and fine art projection. So this place sounds absolutely gorgeous to go to. So for 8 weeks from the 14th of September, if you go along to the cathedral, you'll see 360-degree views of the dove installation accompanied by some lovely music, which has been written specially for this peace dove artwork. And they say it's all about the simple act of writing a message, a hope, a name to be remembered on a dove, which is a profound act of solidarity.
Very nice.
Lovely.
Now we're off to Hollywood.
Yes. So don't go higher for desire. Put it in your head, baby. Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. So we're talking Hollywood West Wicklow here. Not Hollywood, LA.
Oh, for God's sake.
Actually, one of my favourite places to go is Hollywood and West Wicklow. They have a gorgeous cafe and a pub there.
I've never been.
It's beautiful. And it's right before you get along to Glendalough and the mountains. It's a gorgeous part of the country. Obviously, it has the iconic name Hollywood. And now we have the official launch and unveiling of a Hollywood sign in Hollywood, County Wicklow.
I hope it's like the Hollywood sign.
It is. Well, now, there was a temporary sign that's been there for years, or different variations of it, but this is the first ever permanent Hollywood sign that looks like.
Is it elevated
Hollywood.
In some kind of a hill?
It is. It's on a hillside.
Yay!
Overlooking the village.
Amazing.
But there was a Hollywood sign first put up in 1998 when Ireland hosted the, what's that cycle race, the Tour de France.
Yeah.
There we go. The most famous cycle race.
It's only we trot around to find it.
10K on
some
a bike.
Some sort of a community fun cycle.
Yeah, a fun run. But no, the Tour de France famously came to Ireland in 1998 and they stuck up this sign on the Hollywood Hills. And now that sign was made from plywood, but the new sign has been crafted from powder-coated aluminium, or aluminum as the Americans say, and supported by galvanised steel. So this sign is here to stay. And actually, you may not know this. Did you know about Hollywood and Wicklow?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Well, I knew there was a Hollywood in Wicklow.
Yeah. So
I've never been and I know nothing about it.
Well, you need to go. It's lovely. But this Hollywood Wicklow is a bit like Hollywood in LA because lots of movies have been shot here. So the big scene, the shooting of Michael Collins in the iconic film, was shot on location in Hollywood Village. Also, the Vikings was filmed there in Hollywood. And there was some Michael Fassbender movie, didn't get huge success, but there was a Michael Fassbender movie also filmed
we'll have
in
to add
Hollywood
to the list.
Too. And go to Hollywood, yeah, you should.
Good stuff. If you're the GAA super fan,
yeah, now you might have more use for this than me because it's a rare occasion that Kildare get to go to Croke Park, unfortunately, these days. But Donegal have some success
in
Croke Park.
We're going
Park.
Sunday. Well, yeah. We're there Sunday. We're playing Dublin Sunday. I'm going.
Well, you could stay over in this hotel Saturday night if you
want.
Oh,
I heard about it.
So this is the GAA fan room and it's in this new hotel called the Maldron Hotel Croke Park.
It only opened this week.
It is, absolutely. And this is a hotel room for your diehard GAA fan. Now, you're a bit of a fair weather fan.
I'm a total bandwagon. Supporter,
this is the real fans.
I do support Donegal though.
Mainly
in Dublin.
Yeah, if it's convenient. Were you in Killarney?
No.
No, of course not.
Well, it was away. Was it a wedding?
Oh, of course you were, yeah. Just Dublin games for Donegal. But anyway, this room overlooks the stadium, right, first of all. So you have a fab view of Croke Park. But then inside your room, it's decked out with everything a proper GAA fan would want. So you have county flags, you have jerseys, you have GAA memorabilia, and you have replicas of the Sam McCarthy and Liam McCarthy Cup in the room.
Yeah.
I also saw there's bags of tato as well. Don't know if they have flasks and ham sandwiches there, but they have the tato.
So it's the ultimate GAA superfan bedroom if you wanted to stay in the hotel.
Absolutely. And here's the great thing about this special GAA fan room. If you ring up the hotel in advance, the Maldron Croke Park, and let them know what county you're supporting, the staff will deck out your room in your colours.
Be a nice bit of novelty now for somebody going to the All-Ireland this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, the room
would
be... I
wonder what kind of money it is.
I don't know that, actually. I was trying to look it up but couldn't see because it is only brand new this week. For me, the room would be all white for the Lily Whites. For you, it would be green and gold.
Mm, absolutely. Finally, we're off back to Galway.
We are, yeah. Back to where we started. Now, this wouldn't be for me, but how would you like your wedding photos in Supermax? Fan?
Are you joking?
No,
go on.
This is serious. We're talking about a Galway couple who are going viral because that's exactly what they did. So the couple is Claire and Connor Daly. Now, they first met after a night out on the town in Loughrea in Supermax.
Ah, stop.
Getting a snack box in a nearby Supermax. They met 12 years ago. This is a big thing in Galway in particular.
Listen, every Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday night, I probably most likely ended up in Supermax for 4 solid years when I was in college. And even if you weren't going to eat, it was just the place you congregated.
We
would go up and hang out there.
We didn't have that in Nace Sweet Abra instead, rather than Supermax. Yeah. But anyway, they met 12 years ago. fell in love over a snack box, and now they've gotten married.
Ah, stop. So that's brilliant.
They decided to go back to Supermarket Max for their wedding pictures. Claire told the Irish Independent, every good love story starts in Supermax at the end of the day.
That's a brilliant story.
They were planning the wedding. The wedding happened a couple of weeks ago. They were planning the wedding, and they say a few weeks before the wedding, they were kind of figuring out where they were going to go and get their pictures taken. And because they were having the reception in the Loughrea Hotel, which is actually owned by your man, Pat McDonough, who owns Supermax, they said, wouldn't it be funny to go back and take a photo outside Supermax? It's only 5 minutes away. At first, they said they were joking. And then the more they thought about it, they thought it would be kind of nice to have it from where they first met. So that became this whole big thing. And they went off to Supermax. Now, everyone is going to wonder, did they have their wedding meal in Supermax?
No, that's what I thought you were kind of hinting at there.
No. Claire and Connor say they were given or offered food on the house, but they politely said no because they were going to have dinner in the hotel later that day. But she says they did offer us food. We were like, no, we have dinner at the hotel. We had our canapes ready for us. We didn't want to spoil their own dinner, but they got their wedding photos in Supermax. And actually, the pictures look lovely. So there we go. There's an idea for people if you're wondering where do you get your
wedding
pics.
But you know what? A lot of people, they go into their favourite pub. And they get a picture, like it's a kind of a standard thing there. You go into the pub and you get a picture pulling a pint or holding a pint of Guinness.
The bride sipping the pint or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Like it does look nice, but I often think sometimes, is there any connection to that? Like,
there might be, they might have met there.
Maybe that's where they met.
Maybe. Listen, there's a lot of pressure. A day like today where it's lash and rain, where do you get your wedding pictures taken?
Well, Don't rule out Supermax or Abracababra in your case.
Absolutely. Yes.
Nice. Plans for the weekend?
I was going to do some gardening until I looked out the window, so I might delay that until Sunday. And of course, Sunday's Father's Day, so I'll be busy for Father's Day too. And you're off to Croker.
I'm doing the 6 o'clock show this evening. That's where I'm heading after here, after work. I'm out there tonight. And then I'm having a very chilled, very welcome chilled day tomorrow. And then I'm going to the game in Crow Park on Sunday.
Lovely. And you'll end up...
Or hopefully there'll be some success for Donegal.
And you'll end up in Supermax after.
No, then I'm getting the train then Sunday afternoon to go to Galway because we're broadcasting from Galway on Monday.
Okay, well you're definitely getting Supermax in Galway.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope they send us a free snack box for all these plugs. Hello, Pat McDonough.
Shane Beattie, thanks a million. Breakfast Briefing back with you 6 Monday morning.
Up Donegal.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.